This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, allow us to express our greetings to the Yesterday. And before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed with that portion that you refer to as your higher self or that subconsciousness that you are. And once again, as a result of the energy that you have created, you will find that it's quite easy for you to close your eyes and express the intent and enter into that meditative state or that older state of consciousness and to participate and be involved in that telepathic or silent communication. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, your consciousness, or subconsciousness, whichever terminology you choose to describe it, exists within the each and every cell of your entire being. For many, there's this perception that your consciousness is somehow restricted to your mental capacity or to that part of your physical being that is capable of the thought process. And yet your consciousness exists once again throughout your entire physical being. Not only does it exist throughout your entire physical being, which is a concept that each of you can easily grasp, and we are quite sure and confident. However, when we suggest to you that your consciousness exists within each and every atom of your entire universe, that becomes a little bit more difficult for you to grasp. And yet it is an absolute that you exist throughout the entire illusion that you experience in your awakened conscious state. However, again, it's much easier for you to grasp the concept that your consciousness exists in each and every cell of your entire being. You see, you understand that while you are in any state of consciousness that you are aware of in your so-called awakened consciousness state, whether you are meditating or dreaming or sleeping, regardless, as long as you are continuing to exist within this incarnational period, your physical being continuously is involved in a multitude of various activities. Each and every cell of your entire physical being is carrying out tasks. It's continuing to be involved once again in a multitude of tasks that allow your physical body to continue to exist, with an exchange of energy and the distribution of oxygen throughout your physical being that is utilized in the energy process of utilizing the nutritional aspects that you have taken into your physical being and its elimination of the waste that are a result of that utilization of that energy. Each and every cell is involved in these processes. And it does so without your so-called awake conscious interference. Not that your thoughts and feelings can't influence that process, but nonetheless, the process continues without your consciously thinking about each and every cell being involved in the process. The heart continues to beat, you continue to breathe, all of the other elements that are involved in the billions of activities that are being carried out within your physical being are operating on a different level of your consciousness from what you refer to as your awakened consciousness state. Your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being. Many times, it becomes difficult for an individual to grasp that there is no separation between that consciousness and your so-called awake consciousness other than the one that you put in place, that you maintain. And it's quite possible for you to experience the consciousness that's operating in all areas of your physical being. So many times in your awakened consciousness state, you have the tendency to look at various parts of your physical body like they are somehow separated from your consciousness. You may look at your toe, for example, and you look at that as simply some appendix that sits on there and has a function to assist you in your mobility, but is somehow separate from your conscious, from your thinking state, from your reasoning, from your mental capacity, from your consciousness, and yet it is not. Contained within each and every cell of your physical being is that spark of consciousness that you are. It's not separate. Understanding that concept can assist you in feeling the connection, if you wish, of all of the cells within your physical being. Allows you, particularly in an altered state of consciousness, to experience the consciousness that exists in what you might refer to as some extremity of your physical being. To experience that consciousness that exists within your toe. To allow that consciousness to be as aware of what's occurring as the mental capacity that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. It's possible for you to experience that consciousness throughout your entire physical being. And it's really not very difficult, particularly in your older state of consciousness. Many individuals in your awakened consciousness state attempt to be involved in, when they enter into a meditative state, what you refer to as an out-of-body experience. The attempt and the perception is that they wish to have their so-called consciousness, their awareness, leave their body and be aware of something that's occurring in some other state, to somehow travel from one place to another, to have again what you refer to as an out-of-body experience. Well, we're not suggesting that that's impossible, absolutely not. In fact, it is possible for you to experience occurrences anywhere within your entire universe. Not only this universe that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state in this particular incarnational period, but should you choose to believe, you can experience other occurrences in any of your other incarnational periods as well. You are all that is. You are so much more than what you perceive. You are a multidimensional personality. To experience occurrences that are outside of your physical being, while it may seem much more difficult, is as entirely possible as what we suggest for you to experience the consciousness that exists within each and every cell of your physical being. One of the keys to success at this type of interaction is to understand that it's not so much that you are attempting to have your consciousness leave your physical being in order to travel to some other area of your so-called universe, but rather understanding that your consciousness exists in that area that you wish to experience, that your consciousness, the spark of consciousness that you are, exists within each and every atom of your entire universe. And it's not so much a case of traveling to that as becoming aware of the consciousness that already is there. Like becoming aware of the consciousness that exists within the cells of your soul. So it is to becoming aware of your consciousness that exists in some other area of your so-called universe, to give you that perception that you have somehow left this physical being with your consciousness and traveled to some other area. It's not really that way at all. It's rather a concept of becoming aware of the consciousness that exists in the other areas, either within your physical being or within your entire universe. And for some who wish to hold the belief that there are other incarnational periods, that you are that multidimensional personality that we refer to, the possibility as well to experience your consciousness in other incarnational periods where you again are involved in the creation of, by participating in the creation and being actually in each and every atom of each and every universe. A difficult concept to grasp, but nonetheless, the reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you shall experience. Not insignificant, absolutely not. Very significant, but nonetheless illusionary. And you create a multitude of these so-called illusionary realities, these lifetimes, these incarnational periods, these existences that you're involved in the creation process of. You are so much more than you perceive in your awakened consciousness state. You are all that is. In your so-called past, in your present, and in your future, you exist in the now. Your consciousness exists throughout your entire universe, in each and every atom of the entire universe. You are all that is, and yet you are separate entities. Your consciousness exists throughout every cell of your entire being, and you have the capacity to tap into that consciousness in those other areas of your physical being that seem remote from your so-called mental capacity or your awake consciousness state. The subconsciousness that exists within your entire being is within your grasp to experience and to retain the memory of that interaction and the experience, and indeed to alter the experience if you so choose to do so. Meditation can be a powerful tool. Utilization of your imagination, the expectation, understanding what it is that you desire, liking who you are, strengthening your character and your self-love, are all elements that you can utilize to alter your experience or to enhance the experience, whatever it is you choose to desire to do. You are all that is. Existing within this incarnational period seems like the most important element of your entire creation. For many, it's the only thing that exists. It's like there is no other existence. It's just this incarnational period, yet it's not really that way. You are a multidimensional personality. You create the reality to validate the beliefs that you hold. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. utilizing your imagination, understanding what it is that you desire, liking who you are, and self-love, increase the perception that you can indeed accomplish and expect to accomplish that which you desire, what you imagine. All of it is influenced by your choices and decisions, by your thoughts and feelings, by the beliefs you hold. It's really that simple. And yet it is so difficult to achieve, because you put in place the limitations. You put in place the electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity in your awakened consciousness state to understand who and what you truly are. Go within inside. Utilize altered states of consciousness. Utilize your imagination. Strengthen your self-worth, your character, your feelings of love, your expectation. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Can you speak a bit about intuition and gut feeling, and whether it's important to trust your gut feeling, or whether that's just something to do with our imagination?
We've suggested that if you were to utilize meditation, go within inside, that many times you may not, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, remember the interactions, remember the exchange of information that you were involved with between your so-called conscious state and your subconscious state, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And yet, when you are in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you can be given intuitive suggestions that can assist you in your creation process. Each of you are only separated from the thoughts and feelings and understanding of others because you choose to be. You are only separated from your so-called intuition or that spark of consciousness that you are because you put in place the limitations. And yet, continuously, you are bombarded, if you wish, by other thoughts and feelings, by intuitive suggestions. And many times, an entity has the attitude that they should simply push that aside, that it's just imagination, that it's not really important. And yet if you begin to pay attention, you begin to understand that it is indeed an intuitive suggestion, or indeed it is an interaction with another. Pay attention to the mental telepathy type of exchanges of information. You begin to separate what you imagine and what is indeed an intuitive suggestion, what is, as you refer to, a gut feeling. And you begin to, if you pay attention, have the capacity to react to, and as a result of the reacting to, utilize that gut feeling or that intuitive suggestion to assist you in your so-called awakened consciousness creation process. Intuitive suggestions are continuously there. You are not separated from that spark of consciousness that you are, other than the veil that you put in place to limit that interaction. The more that you go with inside, and the more that you attempt to thin that veil, if you wish, something that is more readily achievable in your so-called new age and new energy than what was in your so-called past or your history, and the more you will have access to and an understanding of intuitive suggestions. We have suggested in the past that you pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes that seem to come, and one wonders, where did that come from? Attitudes are a reflection of belief systems. And you can hold attitudes because you consciously think, I should hold this particular attitude. I should never be angry with others. Or that's a bad thing. Or you should never have a particular attitude where you are judging someone. Or that's a bad thing. And yet, from where, out of nowhere, certain events can occur, and you can have an attitude that you look at and think, whoa, where did that come from? It comes from a belief system that one holds. Not good or bad. It's important that you understand that it's not good or bad, but rather a belief system that you hold. The good or bad is an awake human consciousness concept. The spot of consciousness that you are, once again, does not judge whether it's good or bad. And so it simply gives to you a validation of the beliefs. And as it creates that reality to validate the belief, you get a overwhelming feeling of an attitude that you didn't believe or that you did not realize that you hold. Pay attention. Pay attention to it because it can give you insights into what the belief is that you hold in order to change the reality that you experience. And it's like an intuitive suggestion. It's like a gut feeling. Pay attention. Learn to recognize what's a gut feeling that's for real or something that is just your imagination. When you pay attention to the gut feelings and when you pay attention to the intuitive suggestions, when you begin to pay attention to what is a thought that you are generating versus a thought that seems to come from nowhere, you begin to separate the two. And you begin to recognize the intuitive suggestions. You begin to recognize that a thought is from someone else and not particularly something that your subconsciousness is putting into your so-called awake consciousness stack. Each of you has that capacity. It's there continuously. This ability to be able to perceive or to read another's mind is something that's available to each of you. It's not something that's gifted to someone and not available to someone else. Someone simply believes. Someone begins to utilize that belief system. Someone begins to pay attention to what it is that they're experiencing, whether it's their imagination, whether it's their process, thought process, or whether it's someone else's that's being there, and they're tapping into it. And as a consequence, become very proficient at understanding how another feels, tapping into another's emotions, and tapping into and understanding what is, as referred to as a gut feeling, that can indeed have an impact upon your reality creation process. The more you believe that your tuition can assist you, the more it will. The reality you experience is a validation of the belief you hold. When you go inside, we continuously suggest that you may not have a memory of what it was that you experienced in that so-called silent communication or telepathic exchange of information. But many times, if you're experiencing the reality you create, you will have intuitive suggestions, gut feelings if you wish, that can assist you in creating a reality that you may, in your awakened consciousness state, find more desirable. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Well now. Either we're losing perception of time or this has been a very fast interaction. You exist in the now. A difficult concept to grasp, but one, if you attempt to apply, can have a tremendous impact upon what it is that you've experienced. to attempt to live in what you refer to as the future does not exist. It's an illusion. There is no future. The past does not exist. You exist in the now. And it's from the now. It's in this encompassing concept that you experience your reality. To spend time in that now, wondering what you will experience in your so-called future, is a futile waste of time. It never assists you. It's different if you're utilizing imagination to achieve something that you desire to have come into your so-called future, but to worry, if you wish, about that future without utilizing the imagination to control it is indeed a very useless utilization of your experience and your creation. You live within the now. Experience the now. Utilize your imagination to have what it is that you desire to experience in your so-called future, but do it from the perception that it's the now, not worrying about the future, but rather expecting the future to be that which you desire. Living in your so-called past or living in your so-called future is, once again, a complete waste of your time. It doesn't exist. It simply blurs your so-called capacity to utilize the beliefs and the methods and the techniques that you use to employ in the now to create that which you desire. You cannot live in your future. You cannot live in your past. You only live in the now. Don't waste your time trying to live in the future or live in the past. Live in the now. Utilize the perceptions. Utilize your methods and techniques to control not only your future, but also your past. The irony of it is that you alter